Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai City Council passed a resolution at their most recent meeting requesting an economic disaster declaration from Governor Mike Dunleavy for the 2024 Eastside Set Net fishery. According to the resolution, the limited harvest and fishing opportunities resulted in a nearly 99% loss to the fishery's traditional harvest, a result which the city says threatens the livelihood of individuals, families, and businesses participating in the fishery and jeopardizes the continued viability of the commercial fishing industry in the Upper Cook Inlet region. Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association President Andy Hall has been involved in the fishery since 1982. He says these economic disasters are becoming all too familiar and adds that although disaster declarations have been made in previous years, he and other fishers have yet to see any compensation.
These disasters are just becoming all too familiar, and I don't see an end to them. Given the current state of the king salmon and the management of the fishery, these funds are vital to keeping our fishermen active and hopefully in place when this disaster passes. Despite all your support, beginning in 2018, we still haven't seen a penny.
The resolution specifically calls on Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development Commissioner Julie Sand to recommend to the governor that he declare the 2024 fishery an economic disaster and, quote, implement a recovery plan that provides private assistance and takes other actions that benefit commercial fisheries, participants, and others that rely on this important fishery resource. The second round of mini-grants from the city of Soldotna is now open for applications. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with a report.
The city of Soldotna is accepting its second round of applications for the mini-grant program from now until February 15th. The purpose of the mini-grant program is to recognize the valued contributions provided through the volunteer efforts of community organizations and agencies on behalf of the community. This is the second of two grant cycles opened annually by the city. The mini-grant program offers $1,000 to a nonprofit organization or agency that acts on the behalf of the community. To be considered during the program's second cycle, an application must be received no earlier than the first day of the application cycle and no later than midnight on February 15th. Applicants may apply by submitting a completed mini-grant application and required documents during one of the grant cycles. The application and the required or supporting documentation must all be submitted together as one packet. The mini-grant program was established to provide funding to a wide range of civic programs, services, and events that contribute to the cultural and economic environment and or health, welfare, and overall quality of life for the community and residents of Soldotna. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
President Trump dropping his EOs as they pertain to Alaska was absolutely incredible. Alaska is a resource state.
During a press conference on Wednesday, Governor Mike Dunleavy was joined by members of his cabinet and state agencies in celebrating President Donald Trump's executive actions centered on Alaska titled Unleashing Alaska's Extraordinary Resource Potential.
We have just about every type of resource you can think of here in the great state of Alaska, and we were set up and are set up and designed by Constitution to maximize those resources for the benefit of the people. Not it's a good idea or maybe it should, but there's really a compulsion in everything about Alaska to maximize its resources.
Trump's order touches on several issues Alaskan leaders have been fighting under the Biden administration. It calls for new oil and gas leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, reinstates approval of the Ambler Road Project, a new 211-mile roadway on the south side of the Brooks Range, and reverses roadless protections for more than 9 million acres of the Tongass National Forest. For a link to the full Dunleavy press conference, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.